Put another log on the fire. Cook me up some bacon and some beans. And go out to the car and change the tire. Wash my socks and sew my old blue jeans. Come on, baby.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station. My show is broadcast live every Thursday at 11 a.m. It's rebroadcast every Thursday evening at 9 p.m. and again on Saturdays at noon. If you're listening when we're live on Thursday morning, feel free to call in, especially for this next segment, The Men's Room, at 805-564-1290 or 866-564-1290. You can email or tweet me. Email at bruce@brucesalen.com. That's Bruce and Salen. That's S like in surfer. Or tweet me at Bruce Salen. Our next segment, The Men's Room with Wayne Levine, is sponsored by North Pier Fiduciary Management, the group I trust and use to handle my money. We had North Pier's Jim Scheinberg on last week for our new feature, Financial Family Matters, and I must admit, I'd like to ask him what the heck is going on right now with the stock markets, which are down and it's scary. But as he always advises, it's a roller coaster ride, so don't be in it unless you're prepared for the ups and downs. Wayne Levine, our next guest, is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMen.org in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. BetterMen.org's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Hello, Wayne, and welcome back to my show.
Good morning. But is anyone really listening? I think that if there are men out there listening, they're cowards. And you need to call up and prove that you're not a coward. Get in the conversation. I'm feeling sort of feisty today, Bruce.
I can tell, but I wouldn't want to take you on.
No.
I know.
Men have tried and failed.
That's my point. I know. So I'm not so sure that challenge would work. Maybe if you promise them a little comfort and a little understanding and a little hand-holding.
I promise that I will mother you, men, if you call in.
Oh, and I can guarantee you, callers, you will not get any mothering from Mr. Wayne Levine. I often ask for it, and he gives me usually the nice motherly punch in the side.
I'll kick you even harder. So what are we talking about today?
We are talking about how it feels or how good it is or what it means when women make more than men and how it infects our... Infects. How do you like that? There's a little slip. How it infects our relationships.
Yes. Well, interesting topic. Just last night in one of our men's groups, we were talking about an issue. And the man brought us the problem and essentially was saying that money was the problem with his wife. Well, it didn't take long before we got down to what the real problem was, and it had nothing to do with money. It had to do with his relationship and whether he had a love affair going on at home and whether he was doing everything he could to make his wife feel secure in that relationship. So I know that there are men who have a problem and their egos are wounded because their women are making more money. But it's never, and I'll say this again, it's never about the money.
Well, I would like to take you to task on that, Wayne. You and I do agree that the gender differences are such that men and women look for different things in a relationship. I still believe, and I believe you agree, that women look for security. And if the man is not providing that security, I'm not talking necessarily about equal money, but let's say the man is not even working right now or can't find a job. One of our men in our group, for instance, has that problem, and it's been an ongoing issue in his relationship. I still believe that the man, his ego is more affected, average man, by this issue than the woman looks at a man differently when they're either not making as much or worse, not making any.
Yes. But it really is about what's going on between his ears. There are men who are married to women who have landed in, you know, very lucrative positions. Or there are men who are married to women who have inherited a lot of money. And how they handle their relationship within that context makes all the difference. Yeah, we definitely have been, you know, whether we're wired or we've been programmed around our egos, you know, to sort of measure our manhood by the length of our... or by the size of our paycheck, you know, that can be debated. But I've known men on both sides of this issue, some who've learned to become the men they want to be and feel secure no matter what was going on with the money or other issues in their lives, and I've seen men who have failed that test.
Well, I think you're right that it is definitely about an internal sense of well-being and confidence. But a number of years ago, I attended a relationship seminar where this issue came up long before the so-called wage gap has been narrowed as much as it has. And one of the things that was raised that I thought was really interesting, it was about high-earning women tend not to be able to be with men that are far less successful than them, while high-earning men don't really care. And that is another example of just the gender differences. The high-earning woman just wants, at the very least, an intellectual equal. The high-earning man, in many cases, just wants a roll in the hay and will choose women sometimes based on those attributes versus the levels of income or intellect as a high-powered woman would.
Yeah. No, I can see that. It's a crazy time. Sorting out gender differences and the roles in the workplace and at home. I appreciate that. So you were in a relationship seminar. How'd you do in that?
Oh, this was a long time ago. It was actually before I was even married.
Listen, when you were talking, I was thinking about, I was wondering, is it any different, this issue, than being a stay-at-home dad? You know, in terms of what a man has to go through with his ego to be comfortable in that role.
It's a huge struggle. I was a stay-at-home dad, as you well know, but I had enough savings and earnings and passive income that I still could support the family. But what struck me so often was how men and women would react to me out in the world. At the school where I would try to volunteer, the women would ask me when they found out I was a stay-at-home dad, "What do you do all day?" Can you imagine them asking a stay-at-home mom what she does all day?
Right.
And the men would invariably ask me, "Oh, okay, you're a stay-at-home dad. Well, when are you going back to work?"
Yes.
Just invalidating what I was doing.
Right. Well, that just speaks to expectations and how we as men have to be able to disregard others' expectations in order to be the men that we want to be.
Well, expectations could be a whole show, Wayne. I mean, they have invariably created problems in my life. I expect you to occasionally be nice to me, and look how disappointed I get.
Well, that's just your inability to grow up, Bruce. But, you know, look, we're working on it.
We are. We have a tweet, Wayne, and I think this one deserves some serious attention. It says, "Wayne and Bruce," this is a tweet, "you old guys are just sexist pigs." Now, I want to know, who is he calling old? Assuming it's a he.
And I don't think either of us would really own being pigs. Would we?
No, I don't think so either.
Jewish and all. sexist pigs. Yeah, okay. Well, there's a difference between men and women, and I think most reasonable people can embrace that. It gives license to a lot of idiots out there who will, you know, make arguments that really are not about building up but just sort of tearing down. There are people who are angry and they've got axes to grind. I don't feel like I've got an axe to grind, but I want to honor men and women and the differences. And all we're trying to do is help men to be great so that women want to be with them and kids have good examples, you know. So, I reject the sexist pig thing.
Well, Wayne, we are, as usual, out of time. I think I will give people a tease that we plan a whole show, you and I, to do sometime in the near future, which should be quite special, devoted to your book. But tell people, listeners, and men and women, where they can reach you, Wayne.
Right. Well, the book is Hold On to Your Nuts, the Relationship Manual for Men, and you can get it on my site, bettermen.org, and you can find out about our Men's Weekend. It's happening up in the Santa Barbara area in October, and you can find out about the other things that we're involved in trying to make our communities a better place.
Wayne, it's a pleasure, excuse me, as always, to have you. I thank you very much.
Right on.
And I'll say goodbye, and you have a good weekend.
Yeah, see you soon, Bruce.
Okay. I want to thank North Pier for sponsoring this segment of the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View, on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station. It's time for a break, but you can tweet me right now, at Bruce Salen, or call in at 866-564-1290. Be back soon.
Before the world took me astray, if you do.